James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hello, Fran. Well, the papers are looking at Malcolm Turnbull with interest. The PM ups trade heat on the ALP, says the Financial Review. The Turnbull government has fast-tracked legislation for the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement in a bid to pressure Labor over the deal, while the New Zealand Prime Minister, John Key, said his nation's economy would benefit if the deal failed. The PM hits the ground running, says the Sydney Morning Herald. On his first full day after being sworn in on Tuesday, Mr. Turnbull spoke by phone with US President Barack Obama. He held a news conference with the New South Wales Premier Mike Baird, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, that after signing agreements to begin the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and of course he fronted the Parliament for question time. What about the Melbourne Age? Turnbull may take GST rise to voters. Assistant Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said at a tax forum at the ANU. He may not be the Assistant Treasurer this time on Monday, but he has noticed a change in the public's mindset on a GST increase. While the Melbourne Herald Sun looking at state politics, they're calling it Rorts for Votes scandal. Labor whistleblowers claim they were on the campaign hustings at last year's Victorian election while they were being paid by the taxpayer to perform non-campaign electorate office work. And we have the Trade Union Royal Commission in Queensland. They have a union corruption bombshell. The Builders Labourers Federation Supremo's free home. It was a favour from a developer. The Brisbane Courier Mail says it's on the house. Plus, Abbott allies, knives ready. The Courier Mail is saying that Tony Abbott loyalists have warned they will not fall into line and play nicely, with some threatening to undermine Malcolm Turnbull, and they're not ruling out a challenge if he stumbles. But with who, it's not said. The paper says Mr. Turnbull plans to dump Erica Betts and Kevin Andrews from Cabinet, but to, it should be said, promote some junior Abbott supporters into the ministry, along with, of course, several Turnbull backers. It's getting serious. It's a play on words. It's getting serious. It's the Sydney Daily Telegraph. They're reporting that Western Sydney could take 7,000 of the 12,000 Syrian refugees who are coming to this country in the one-off boost announced by the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. They say with the majority of those seeking to come to Australia would come to Western Sydney, and the majority of those would be housed in Fairfield and Liverpool in Western Sydney. That's the Sydney Daily Telegraph. And, Fran, that is the papers this morning.
Thanks very much, James.